Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us today for Live Dharma Sunday. Please note that if you have called in to listen to today's broadcast, that all lines have been placed on mute to avoid background interference. If you're listening from any of our Bright Dawn sites, note that it is not necessary to call in. You may have to wait a second or two for the loading and buffering process to complete, but if there is still no audio, please refresh your page. For more information about Bright Dawn and its activities and links to our social media sites, please visit brightdawn.org. Once again, thank you for listening to Live Dharma Sunday and enjoy the talk.
Good morning and welcome everyone to the Live Dharma Sunday for June 10th, 2018. Koyo Kubose here. So very, very glad you joined us. Well, this morning I thought I'd mention graduation. Well, in families, extended families, relatives, friends, someone's always graduating, it seems like. And I've often sort of informally advocated, especially for families, with children and whatnot, that they kind of cultivate a habit, a custom of observing what I call American Dharma holidays. Because culturally, there are a lot of national holidays, other holidays that being part of United States society and whatnot, we observe them, okay? And there's a lot of energy there, a lot of focus, a lot of attention. I think it behooves us to capitalize on these times to cultivate awareness of the Dharma, incorporate teachings in a very creative way. So every month has one or two different kinds of holidays. And June, although it's not a holiday per se, graduation time every June. So how can we do this? How can families and individuals use the excitement, the occasion of graduation, the theme of graduation, to focus our attention and awareness? Well, graduation, I think it's very, I'm just saying, to capitalize, to piggyback on the excitement that's there for these occasions. Graduation time, music, pomp and circumstance, has such a custom to it, such a power to evoke emotions about graduation times and to march, to get your diploma and so forth. And then I think one teaching that comes to mind is that graduation ceremonies are called commencement. Commencement means to begin. And graduation means you're graduating, okay? You're finishing up, okay? Schooling, some training, okay? And we could extend that idea to say, well, you're finishing up graduating from a class, graduating from all kinds of things. Again, creatively applied. And the end of something is always the beginning of something else. Hey, non-dualistic in the sense that we think of an ending as one thing and a beginning as something completely opposite, but it's all rolled into one on graduation time. The end signals also a beginning. Okay, this kind of refocusing our attention on this kind of simultaneity, okay, if you will. Okay. Things do not exist completely separate from its opposite. It's contained in it. You say ending. Hey, that means something else has got to be beginning. If there's a start, there's a finish. Okay? If there's a finish, there's a new start. To expand our perspectives in this way, I think, is a good Dharma teaching, right understanding. And in fact, I remember, some decades ago, when we had a Heartland Sangha group in Chicago, and we had monthly meetings, and one time I brought Pomp and Circumstance. I went to a store specifically to get a CD of it, and I think I even rolled up some, 8.5 by 11 white bond paper, taped it like a diploma, and we had a small meeting in someone's home, and I said, let's all graduate. And put the music on, and we started marching around. I'd hand over the diploma, okay, and graduation, okay, of what to what, okay, and with the commencement, okay, everything that brought you to, and where are you going, okay, there's good and bad, and the hopeful. Well, I'd like to introduce our guest to give us a Dharma glimpse today, Gio Sayo, taped the message for us. He was part of our LM3 group. He lives in Southern California. Sayo Sensei.
Good morning. Today I wanted to share an experience I had last week, and I had the great opportunity to volunteer at the Water Lantern Festival that took place here in Lake Gregory. Lake Gregory is about a 90-minute drive from Los Angeles up in the San Bernardino Mountains. And our lake is it's small, not a giant lake like Lake Michigan, but it's still pretty big that we have small boats and fishing and so forth. But it was the very first festival of its kind, and that's the Water Lantern Festival. It's a traveling festival that goes around different parts of the United States. And volunteering was one of the greatest opportunities I've had, because I got to meet so many people and talk to them and ask them why they were there. And it was really nice to see so many different people from so many different backgrounds coming to share in this event. And I was really amazed by so many people engaged in the festival. Some came for just wanted to see what it was all about, what it was like, and some people came for spiritual reasons. But no matter the reason, everybody came together in oneness. As a matter of fact, the organization that runs the festival is called the One World. And I really like that, because that goes along with my belief and practice of the way of oneness. And just to see all different types of people coming together to celebrate this very auspicious event was really heartwarming, was amazing. And one of the things that really stood out for me was, especially in this age of sort of political divisions, I noticed there was a family on one side of Chinese descent, and they had written some things on their lantern. So everybody gets a lantern, just so you understand. And there's a paper, rice paper lantern that you write whatever you want to write. It's really up to you if it's maybe a wish you have or a desire or maybe just sending a blessing out. You can design it and do whatever you want on the lantern, and you get a little tea light. So it's like a little square boat, and you put your little tea light, and then you send it off, launch it off. And but what was funny was I noticed there was a Chinese family, and they did kind of their thing. There was another family, a Hispanic family, and they had written a few things. And next to them I saw a young lady, and I was like, oh, cool, she's going to write something. And I saw that she wrote for Trump. Now, I know some people are for Trump and some people are not for Trump, but that's not the point of the story. The idea was that this young lady did her lantern. She launched it alongside other people who may not believe in her choice of leader, but still it didn't matter. And I think that's really the point of this, is that it didn't matter. People saw that she wrote that, but nobody attacked her, or she wasn't out to make it seem like she was better than anyone else. Everybody wrote what they wanted on their lantern, and they enjoyed it. They had fun. It was beyond politics, beyond religion. You know, everybody kind of came in their own way and did it. And this really just inspired me, because I felt like, you know, everybody can come together and share in this experience without the need to have this the labels of, well, you are a Republican, and, well, you are a Democrat, or you are a Buddhist, and you are a Christian, and you are a Muslim. All that just kind of did not exist. All you saw was this beautiful lake full of little paper lanterns floating with everybody's wishes or aspirations or desires or messages. Everybody just did their own thing. There wasn't a need to have this kind of separation of, oh, well, why would you write that on your lantern or anything like that. So I thought it was a very a beautiful moment to see that people can come together no matter what differences or beliefs, whether political or religious. They can just come together beyond their likes or dislikes and share in this event, you know. So I really felt like, what if we just had one big lantern festival where everybody came together, no matter who you are, where you come from, just realize that we all have our own desires, our own prayers and blessings that we wish for, our own ideas of happiness, and that's okay. Everybody's going to be different. But again, everybody had a different message, but the lanterns were all the same, and I look at it the same way as, you know, our Buddha nature, our spirit, or whatever you call it. It's all the same essence. We just have different names for it. And if I think we can understand that, just like these boats, we can launch them together in peace, then I think we'd be a lot happier and in a better place. So my goal or wish for this world is that we all can come together in a lantern festival and launch our ships and have fun. But it was a great little kind of get-together. You had food trucks and a DJ, music. It was a great experience. If you have an opportunity to visit one of these in your area, do so. I believe they're just called the Water Lantern Festival, so you can search for them on the internet. And enjoy. Have fun. And just remember, everybody has their own lantern and their own light with different messages. But you know what? We all float together in oneness. So thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a nice glimpse. Of course, in Japanese culture, a lot of times in the summer, in August, where, I'm thinking, how do I say, Hiroshima Day, Nagasaki Day, sometimes they do these events in honor of a particular to honor or to put the focus on peace, world peace. And sometimes it's done at a Japanese culture, Obon. It's a summertime time when people go home. You know, workers are working in the city, and they go travel back to their rural small town where they grew up. It's kind of a combination Memorial Day giving, you know, Obon, and they remember ancestors, and lanterns could be decorated with the names of people. Okay. Sometimes they're not put on in the water, but they're hung someplace. I remember one event. They had little sort of. There was no string, but because of the configuration, and they lit a little candle, and that heated up some air, and it, and these little kites flew out in the air, and I remember they did it for someone's anniversary or something, a couple, and then some people were thinking, oh, maybe, you know, you don't know where these things are going to go. Maybe it's kind of dangerous. You might start a fire someplace. But it was still pretty creative. And the spectacle of it, yeah? Water Lantern Festival, I think it could be, you know, it's usually done in the summer. Usually, I remember one time at a conference in Hawaii, we went to the ocean, you know, a bunch of us, and we did it with things going out into the ocean, okay? These lanterns. So it's a nice event, as was said in the glimpse, and you know, it's a vision of one, reflection of many, one world, oneness, and everything. You express anything and everything. Pluralism, diversity, whether it's, you know, everybody, every individual, or put anything you want. Uh-huh. You know, a wish, a blessing, a message. Okay. And I think it was a good example in the glimpse of a young lady that wrote something political and, you know, the event shows that there are a lot of individual differences, and it's all okay. Beyond the isms, beyond the labels, it is a nice unifying event. And to experience it, to be involved in it, that's the gift of a teaching that we receive. So that's all for today's broadcast. Till next time, keep going, and you have a wonderful day. Thank you.